USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the economy is looking up after the March jobs report came out on Friday. The U.S. has added over 900,000 new jobs. He told Americans this is just the start of what's to come.
We still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
He spoke before he left for the Easter break. He'll be spending the holiday in Camp David. Many people are also planning on traveling over the weekend, and there's some new relaxed coronavirus guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
Officials say if you haven't been vaccinated, do not gather for Easter Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In Minneapolis, testimony in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's charged in George Floyd's death. The jury heard members of the Minneapolis Police Department. One was Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, who is head of their homicide division. The prosecutors asked him,
"Have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?"
"No, I haven't."
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing four people, including a child, and injuring three others, has now been charged with four counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces four felony counts of murder and one felony count of attempted murder. Also, two felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The military now has new regulations for people who want to change their gender. With more, here's USA's Brendan Gunzel.
The Pentagon released a memo this week describing how the military will now conduct gender transitions for service members currently serving. This following President Joe Biden's executive order allowing service members to serve active duty if they are suffering from gender dysphoria. Under this new transition policy, individuals are expected to obtain a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is medically necessary. Once individuals receive a diagnosis, they will receive the associated medical care and treatment at taxpayer expense. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
In Texas, a child has accidentally received a COVID-19 vaccine shot. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has more.
None of the vaccines approved in the U.S. are to be used on anyone younger than 16, but a Dallas County father was recently able to get his 8-year-old son vaccinated. It appears the dad registered his son online without any problems, and when they showed up at the vaccine site in Grand Prairie, the paramedic administering the shot didn't seem to catch the mistake. Pediatrician Marcial Oquendo tells Dallas-Fort Worth TV station NBC5 why it's dangerous to give someone that young the vaccine.
"We don't have the data, especially under the age of 12. We have no data that says if it works, if it's safe, how much, when should we use it, how much should we use it, what kids can get it, which kids can't."
The boy originally showed some side effects, but he's said to be doing fine now. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.